well. It's really great. Amen. And we all have that common ground of Jesus, and that's what we get. But I heard about this a Catholic priest and this Jewish rabbi. They started fellowshipping at a pastoral meeting, and they just became really good friends, and they started knowing each other for like 10 years, and they started really becoming best friends, and they would meet like once a week and go have lunch or dinner. And so anyway, one day the Jewish rabbi was coming over to the Catholic priest's house, and he came in there, and he said, "Well, what are we having for lunch today?" And the rabbi asked, and the priest said, "Well, we're having pulled pork sandwiches." And he says, "You know I don't eat pork. Now, why would you serve pork?" He said, "Now, it's just us two here. We've been friends for over 10 years, and I think we could have a pulled pork sandwich together, and it'd be okay." And he says, I'll do it. I'll do it. And I'll do it on the day you get married." Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, out on the information table, we got these cards that we've been giving out. This is only good for one more week. So let's get rid of them, okay? And it's Reclaim Easter from the Easter Bunny. Amen. So that's what we're doing next week. We're just having a good time here, telling about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And then we're going on to the picnic. And by the way, we are needing a couple of cooks. If there's no cooks, there's no meat. Just putting it out there for you folks. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, this is a good way to invite some people to church. And it's got our map on the back and address and things. So it's just a cute card to give away. And so we want to be able to do that. And then we also have some other cards out there that you can invite friends with. We want you guys to be inviting people to church. Amen. Glory to God. And have I told you the last couple of weeks that we're growing by 100 people this year? Amen. We're already seeing increase. Glory to God. And another way that we can advertise the church is we have these window stickers we can put on our cars. And it says Spirit Life Church on there, and they're really nice and sticky. And if you don't drive erratic, we'd like to have it on your car. Amen. If you're cutting off everybody in traffic, well, let's just put it away for a little while. Amen. Because I don't want to hear about the phone calls from it. But anyway, who has a car that don't have a sticker on it yet and would like one? Okay, Lisa, come on up. And could you take one back to Charlene in the back there? And let me get a couple over. Is anybody on this side? Okay. You can make yourself handy here, Lisa. There's a lady over there. She would like one. And then who else? Yolanda in back. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Didn't know you was going to get a workout by raising your hand, but you just never know around here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, God is good, isn't he? Now, what we're doing, the T-shirts for advertising, but also this next week, we're at the picnic. It'd be nice if a lot of us had the church T-shirts on. Easy to recognize, easy to find. Amen. Glory to God. So those are available after service. You can get those at the information booth. And also, we're wanting to do a water baptismal service. So if that's something you've never been water baptized, we have a sign-up sheet out in back. We'd like to do that in the next few weeks. So don't hesitate on it. And get with it, and we'll have water baptismal service here. And also today, I noticed on Facebook, Kim Leon had put on there that I Can Only Imagine is playing today at different times at the Riverside, but at 3:50, so a lot of us are going over there at the Riverside at 3:50 to watch the movie, and if you'd like to join us, and of course, we're not going to talk to you while the movie's going on. Amen. But we'll say hi when you come in and bye when we leave. Amen. But we'll have a good time. Yeah, the more people that go, the more they'll bring in the Christian-based movies into the theaters and so here. So, no, church is not paying. We believe God. Amen. For you. Hallelujah. Yes, we trust he'll give you money for a movie. Amen. It'll be a good one. But anyway, that's today. And so anyway, we want you to celebrate. And we know that today is Palm Sunday. Today is the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. And I mean, it was quite a celebration. And they waved palm branches and they honored him. You know, and that donkey he rode on, he just thought he was, man, this is all for me. But, you know, it was for Jesus. Amen. And, you know, and in a week, things changed. And Jesus was put before the crowd. And they said, let the murderer go, and let's get rid of Jesus. But you know what? All of it was part of God's plan. God has a master plan. And he works it so well. And that plan was for Jesus to go to that cross and to take those stripes on his back for our healing, his blood to be shed for our forgiveness of sins. Amen. But you know the good part about it is that we like about next week is he didn't stay in the grave. He's risen. Amen. You can go to all the other graves and the body or the bones are still there. But Jesus' grave, there was nothing there but the cloth. Amen. He was gone. And I really wanted to preach a little bit more on that today, but I just wasn't allowed by the, felt like the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to go a little different direction this morning, but it's all the Word and it's all good. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, this little fundraiser, I was just sitting there thinking, who don't like orange chicken? Everybody likes orange chicken. One time we were hosting a student from Sweden. We were house parents for a student from Sweden, and her parents came over that mid-year, and she had that just how you expect the accent to be from Sweden to English. You know how it's just so neat how you have different people from different countries. You know, they speak English. It's just got their tone to it. It's just awesome. And, you know, kind of like Jorge. And anyway, she said, she come to us one day and she says, have you heard of orange chicken? Oh, you've been to Panda Express, huh? Oh, I like orange chicken. Of course, I'm not saying how she said it, but anyway, it was just pretty neat. So who don't like orange chicken? Amen. I know some of you are going to read, but anyway, they have other stuff. Ephesians 1, and we're going to start here with verse 1. These first six verses in Ephesians are just phenomenal, and the whole book is phenomenal. But it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Bullhead City area. You can put yourself right in there. Amen. And faithful in Christ Jesus. Man, that should get you right there. Well, do I qualify for this? Are you faithful? Amen. Faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of and of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In these six verses, I want to pick out three things that help us to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Because if you don't know, understand who you are in Christ Jesus, you won't live your Christian walk the way you should walk it. Amen? And we all know it's a process and it's a time and it's a gaining of things, but we have to learn to walk before Christ as he sees us. Amen. The first thing I want to read to you, it says here, Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, or Bullhead City area, and faithful in Christ Jesus. The first thing he does is calls us born again believers, saints. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, I'm no saint. I'm a sinner. Well, let me just tell you this. If you ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, several of you did this morning already. We had one last week. Amen. You are no longer a sinner, but you are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. You may still feel that way, but the Bible says we don't go by our feelings. We go by what the Word declares we are. We have to start seeing ourselves like Jesus sees us. Amen. That word saints comes from the word hagos, which literally means holy, to be a saint. In the New Testament sense of the word, it means to be a holy one. And that's who you are in Christ Jesus, according to the word. Amen. From God's perspective, when he looks at us, he sees saints. Isn't that good news? He don't see us like sometimes we see ourselves. It's because of what Christ did for us. Amen. See, sometimes if we start thinking, oh, I'm all this and I'm all that, but you know what? He says our righteousness are as a filthy rags. But when we accept his righteousness, oh, it changes everything. We read in 2 Corinthians 5:25, he, God, made himself Christ, who knew to be no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Do we have any youth that's planning on going to camp? Still need some camp money? All right. You going to camp this year, Gabe? Okay, you're the only one that raised your hand that was that brave. And would you bring an envelope with you? Yeah. All right. Now, you can't do this in other countries, but here in America you can. Now, I want to help give you $20 for camp. Isn't that nice? Glory to God. I had hundreds, but my wife tucked those. But anyway, here's a pretty new $20 bill. Is it worth $20 in our society? Okay, wasn't a hard question, yeah. I'm not trying to trick you. But I'm going to crumble this thing up. Okay, and I'm going to uncrumble it. What is the worth of that? The worth is nothing. Okay. If I give you this $20 bill crumbled up, it's worth nothing. But if it's not crumbled up, it's worth something. Yeah. Anybody else wanting to go to youth camp? Mildred raised her hand. Okay. A $20 bill is worth $20 if it's crumbled up, smashed, beaten, and I give it back to you, what it's going to be worth? $20. He's a fast study. Amen. Yeah. Now, tell you what I'm going to do with your $20. Now that I've stomped on it, what is it worth? $20. Good study. Okay. You know, sometimes in life, we don't get to pick and choose our parents sometimes and what we live in. And sometimes we've been chewed on, wrinkled up, spit at, made fun of, told you'll never accomplish anything, you'll never do anything in life. But you know what? Jesus says the opposite. You're valuable to him. Amen? So this $20, now, you have a pen on you? No, I knew you didn't. I'm going to give you a Spirit Life pen, and you're going to write your name on there, you're going to put it down there where it says youth, for youth camp. You're going to put your name on there. Have you ever filled out an envelope? You have. Okay, good. Okay, then you. Thank you. Let's give Gabe a big hand for coming and helping. And that. But As growing up, in certain part of my life, I was what we call today bullied or made fun of or just ridiculed and laughed at. And, you know, it's never no fun to go through that at any time or any stage in life. And so, but it never changes how God sees us. I may not acted right or been right, or I may have done some things for people to say some things at me, but you know what? When we look at how Christ sees us, he sees us as a completed work through him. Amen? He counts us as valuable. So, we're always valued. You're not putting that in your wallet, are you? Oh, okay, checking. Okay, all right. He counts us as valuable. Amen. Our worth of our lives comes not in what we do or who we know, but who we are in him. Amen. Paul advised us to in Ephesians 2, 3, in the last part of that verse says, esteem others better than himself. Amen. You know, arriving today to the church, we picked up some of the grandkids, and they were telling us they were at an egg drop yesterday, and they said this one mom got out of the car with their little daughter and just a young girl. And they got there a few minutes late, and it was like all over. Well, you know, once the eggs drop, man, it's gone. You'll see that next Sunday at the picnic, man. Once we say go, it's gone. Amen. If you can't run, if you don't have your kid trained to run, there's crying babies out there, I'm telling you. But anyway, so Sophia, our granddaughter, saw her coming and talked to her, said, are you just now getting here? Said yes. And so Sophia started giving her some of her eggs that she gathered. She said, it's already over, but here's some eggs. Because that little girl wouldn't understand. Why wouldn't there any eggs for me? So you prefer your brother over yourself. Amen. And so we seek Christ. And I am not somebody special, but we are all, if we're born again, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Amen. Sometimes when I get into situations, I start thinking about, okay, I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. So you ever get on a crowded bench and you know, there's no room, but there's going to be room once you sit down. And so I kind of tell myself, okay, Elijah, scoot it. Moses, scoot it. I'm going in. Amen. We're seated together in heavenly places. And so I'm seated with authority in Christ Jesus. Amen. So that when weapons of this life comes against us, it is not me fighting it, but it is my authority through Christ Jesus that fights those things for me. Amen. We're never coming against flesh and blood, but we're coming against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places that are ruling some things. And so we come in our position that we hold, and if we don't think we're anybody in Christ, we won't have the authority to ward off those attacks. But when we realize that we're valuable to Christ, that we're valuable to his love, we understand that we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And that I'm value. Christ, the Bible says, he chose us. Amen. In the spiritual realm, we're out there, pick me, pick me, pick me. You know, and we're not picking me, but he says, no, put your hands down. I choose you anyway. I choose you because of who you are. Amen. Another thing that we have in Christ Jesus, we have sufficiency. In verse 3, it said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." In other words, allow me to say it like this. You are blessed and highly favored of God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm blessed and highly favored. Sometimes in life, you're walking around, you're thinking, I don't know if I'm blessed, but you can't go by what the circumstances you see. You got to start telling yourself, I'm blessed and highly favored. Good things are coming to me. All sufficiency is going to come my way. All things that I need is going to come my way. He's a God that supplies all my needs. Glory to God. He's a God that says, I want to give you what you want. Amen. Glory to God. But you got to see yourself in that position in Christ Jesus for that to even happen to you. Well, Pastor, you don't know my income. Well, you don't know my God. Amen. We are not held back by our jobs or by the finances coming in. We're only held back by what we do. If that's all we'll say we'll ever get, that's all we'll ever get. Glory to God. I remember the story about Edison trying to invent the light bulb, and it took over 2,000 times. If that would have been me, like after three times, I would have probably said, this is ridiculous. But he didn't give up. He kept pursuing on that 1,000, and I guess he counted them. Somebody did, his associate or something. Oh, here's another one. Yeah, he documented it. Put it in his notes in his phone, I'm sure. And when he got there, he might have said, this is my last try. I don't know. But I kind of think he was going to go on until something happened. And you know, on that next try, put the right filament in there, did the right things. Glory to God. We have light bulbs today. I think he'd be pretty impressed with our LEDs. Long lasting. Amen. But God wants us to have all sufficiency. Not because we're special, but because we're in him. Amen. I'm in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. He is blessing us. He's given us every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. It's not just a promise. It's the reality. But you got to believe it. You got to believe that you're somebody special. You got to believe that he'll supply all sufficiency for you. Amen. Years ago, it's been a while now, me and my wife, we bought a Wii machine, you know, play video games, because from about 9 to 9:15 before we pass out, we're gamers. And I don't have it now, but anyhow, wore me out. But anyhow, no. Well, we bought this Wii, and then we bought the Wii Fit, because we're exercise enthusiasts. And on that Wii Fit, it had certain things you could do and certain things you had to get unlocked before you could do them. In other words, you had to work your way up to get to that unlocking. And you had to do your steps and all this stuff because we're just in shape people. And so we would get to a new level and say that it was unlocked for us. Yay! We got something else we can do now. But I think it's a little bit like that with Christ Jesus. We go along because if he gave you everything that he wants to give you right now, you would blow it. But you work your way up into things. God can trust me a little more with this here. God can trust me a little more. And we start climbing the ladder and we realize that God wants to supply everything for us, that he wants to meet all my needs according to his riches and glory, that he does not want to meet just my needs, but he wants to give me some of my wants. Amen. He just wants to give me some extra. And we start on seeing ourselves from now, from when I see myself now, after 37 years of marriage, looks totally different than the first year. first year, I wasn't real bright about it. My wife helped me. Glory to God. You understand what I'm saying? When we first get redeemed, we first start walking in the things of God, nothing changes. God has all these things for us, but we start moving and progressing and going up the ladder. And God, all of a sudden, we start getting some more benefits because we can handle it. I think Jorge read that scripture this morning. Above all else, I pray that you prosper and be in health. Amen. And that word, that your soul prospers. Sometimes we can't accommodate everything that God has for us. We're not ready for it. Oh, but let's get ready. Let's get ready for more. Let's get ready for all sufficiency. Let's get ready to see God move on our behalf. Amen. Let's see Him move some mountains for us. Amen. Let's see Him knock some things out of the way. Glory to God. The third thing I want to bring out of these scriptures, it says in verse 5 and 6, but I'm going to read 4 because it's a good one. Just as He had chose us in Him before the foundations of the world. I love that. That we should be holy, without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, and to the praise and glory of His grace by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. Verse 4 tells us that God chose us. I love that. He chose us. You know what? He's got a lot of other people chosen too, but they got to surrender and come to Him. He's chosen, but they got to come to Him. In verse 5, we're told that God predestined us to adoption. Amen. We are adopted into the family of God. Hallelujah. I like that. It means He chose us. He chose us. And in verse 6, we're told that God freely bestowed His grace on us in the Beloved. Amen. So we're secure in Christ Jesus because He loves us. And when you realize that God loves you even through your mistakes, His love doesn't change for you. I am so happy about that because I had a few mistakes in my day after I got saved. I know none of you probably ever messed up a day, but I have messed up a few times. I've gotten angry a few times. I've had bad attitudes a few times. But I go and say, Lord, forgive me. You know, He'll convict your heart. And what do you do with that? Lord, forgive me. Amen. You know, when they were building the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, they were over halfway through, and there had been 25 people that lost their lives falling off building that bridge. And so the last half of that bridge, or the last good quarter of that bridge, they finally spent $100,000 and they built a safety net to go underneath the bridge so that if someone falls off, they're not going to die, but they'll fall into the net. And that study showed that there were still people that fell off, but their lives were spared. But it also showed a 25% increase of production on the bridge because the workers felt secure. When you feel secure, you're able to do more. In Christ Jesus, we have security in Him. 1 John 3:1 says, Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Security is not the nearness to God. Security is not our nearness to God. I wrote this down, I can't even read it. Security is our nearness to God, not our distance from danger. Amen. Are you hanging close with Jesus? Are you tight around Him? Are you able to take Him wherever you go? Some of you are saying, well, you know, not everywhere. You need to change that. Jesus wants to go everywhere with you. Amen. We rest in our relationship in Christ. In Christ, you're secure. In Christ, you are accepted. It doesn't matter if your family don't accept you, your friends quit accepting you, but in Christ, you're always accepted. Amen. He loves us. We're accepted in Him. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." Do you believe you're valuable to Christ? You got to get a hold of that. Because what beats us up on that is our life that we've had before Christ Jesus. And we keep going back to what we've done instead of what he brought us from. And I know some of us got saved and we didn't change for a while. But it was a process, but you've changed. Amen? You got to realize that God counts you valuable. No matter what you've done, God loves you. It'll never change your love. I said this many times. You might rob a bank. You might have natural consequences to doing that. But God, you accept Jesus as your Savior, He'll love you. You might be in prison while He's loving you, but He loves you. It doesn't change His love for you. Amen? So we have to understand that we're secure and that He wants to provide all sufficiency for you. He wants to help you. He'll give you witty ideas on how to make a different income. He'll cause people to think about you who hadn't thought about you. I remember way back when we were in Bible school. We were there and we're almost finishing up our second year of Bible school. And the church that we came from, we kind of just stayed in contact with them, but not a whole lot, just a little bit. You know, we knew a lot of people there and we talked to them when we can and that. But all of a sudden, the pastor called us. And he said, "You know what? The Lord laid us on your heart. We're sending you some money." And I said, "Thank you, Jesus." I said, "Oh, you know, if you think the Lord wants you to, Pastor." And I think, "You better, yeah, I need it, yeah." But the Lord will cause things to come around you just so that you can't take any glory from it. Isn't that good news? I had to give God the glory for that. It wasn't me calling and bugging Him. It was Him, the Lord, saying, "Hey, you got some people back there. You need to give them something." And He was obedient. Amen. The Lord will supply for you supernaturally if you believe He'll do it. Amen. That doesn't mean you don't do your part. Okay, I quit my job. The Lord's going to supply. But the Lord's going to have you going hungry. No, you do your part, and the Lord does His part. Amen. That's what He does. But you got to believe that He'll go beyond your means to supply for you. Amen. Who you are in Christ Jesus, we have to figure that out. If we don't figure out that Christ has benefits for us, then you're saying, "Why am I even doing this Christian thing?" But Christ has benefits that will go into eternity. Glory to God. Not just here on earth, He has a lot of benefits here. But in eternity also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? We got to realize that he counts us valuable. Sometimes our self-worth, we don't look like it. We don't feel like it. We don't, you know, we just got beat down by somebody with their verbal language. Doesn't change how valuable you are in Christ Jesus. And he wants to supply supernaturally for you. Amen. Glory to God. We've been in many situations where, Lord, you're going to have to supply because I don't have it. And he does. You want me to do this? You're going to have to supply it. You're going to have to tell me what I need to do if I need to do something different. And then I got to know I'm secure in Christ Jesus. Amen. I got to know, hey, I am Pastor Tim in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, we have a lot of great speakers that come. And I could allow that to intimidate me sometimes. Like, wow, they're so much better than me. They're so elegant of speech. But then you wouldn't get to look up the words I say. But anyhow. But I have to be secure where God's placed me at. And right now he's placed me as senior pastor here at Spirit Life Church. So you have to be secure where you're at. Amen. Some of you have been with us for many years, and some of you have just joined us. I want to thank you that have been for us for many years. You went through a lot of sermons that I thought, I don't believe that came out of my mouth. But you're faithful. And God loves you, and so he wants you to understand he is putting you in a secure place. It doesn't matter what people say about you. I'm secure in Christ Jesus. I'm loved by him. You don't see me going without. Amen. Even though I don't have no jingle in my pocket, I'm not going without. Amen. He supplies. Amen. There's been many times I said, Lord, I thank you. You're the God of more than enough. And right now, I'm not in that position. But I thank you. I'm getting there. I always have enough. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like you to close your eyes and bow your heads for just a moment. I'd like you to ask yourself, do you believe who you are in Christ Jesus? Do you believe that you're valuable? Do you believe that God loves you so much that he will not lose his hold on you? The Bible says that he will never, never, never leave you. Amen. And do you believe that you're secure in Christ Jesus? And if you're not, you got to start working on these things to start adjusting your heart and accepting his word as truth and realizing, hey, I'm an overcomer. I'm in Christ Jesus now. The old man has passed away, and I'm putting on the new man daily. Hallelujah. So I'd like everyone just to repeat after me. Father God, I thank you that I'm in Christ Jesus. That your Son is dwelling in me, and I'm more than a conqueror. I can conquer all that's set before me. Father, I thank you that I'm secure in you, and all sufficiency comes from you. And I thank you, Jesus, that I'm going to take my place in Christ Jesus and understand who I am through him. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to have the ushers come up. We're going to receive communion this week. A lot of times we do it on the first Sunday, but that's going to be Easter, and we got a lot of things happening next week, so we want to take communion today. Amen.